Hello, and welcome to The Red Eye, our weekly 3-minute update about high yield credit in Latin America. I'm Stephen Bodson from Red Intelligence. It's March 11th, 2024, and here's what you need to know to start your week. The Chilean telco WOM admitted it's struggling to get a new loan to refinance the $357 million bond that it needs to pay back in November this year. The company's talked with banks and private credit funds, including Santander, about new financing. Talks for a new credit facility are now being led by JP Morgan. WOM began its refinancing efforts in the second half of 2023. The telco will release earnings results on March 21st. Meanwhile, in Brazil, petrochemical producer Braskem could receive a new binding offer from Abu Dhabi National Oil Company, or ADNOC, in the next few weeks. The Middle Eastern oil producer has finished its due diligence, and it's preparing to interview Braskem management before posting an offer. But the Brazilian company is facing scrutiny from investors. A group of them is allegedly threatening to sue Braskem for losses associated with the environmental damage from salt mines in the city of Maceió. Also in Brazil, the airline Azul is preparing an offer to buy its rival, Gol. Gol is restructuring under Chapter 11. Azul hired Guggenheim Partners to evaluate the offer. Both Gol and the Colombian airline Avianca are controlled by the Abra Group, but Azul isn't planning to make an offer for Avianca. Gol responded by saying it will evaluate capitalization alternatives and that it hasn't started any competitive process. In Argentina, President Javier Milei wants provincial governors and politicians to sign a 10-point pact. He wants them to commit to principles like reducing spending, maintaining fiscal balance, and protecting private property. The pact will be subject to the approval of a huge reform package, known as the Omnibus Bill, that Milei is trying to get through the legislature. A new scheme created by Milei's government to pay for imports has increased debts to importers by $7 billion in 2 months. The Argentine government is trying to make up for a lack of international reserves. Thanks for listening to The Red Eye. Please subscribe and leave a review for The Red Eye wherever you listen. For all the latest news on emerging markets debt, check out Red Intelligence at redintelligence.com.